There's a tradition in my house, in my home, and it begins shortly after Halloween. It's when I begin the search. You know, the search for the poppy from last year. The only reason I expect to find one is because I end up buying several. As the seatbelt in my car flicks them off so fast that it makes me doubt whether I even put one on my jacket when I left the house. So having bought several, you would think that there would be one somewhere hiding. And I would look in my office, except that we don't wear any kind of pins on Eucharistic vestments. If I was wearing my black cassock and white surplice, I'd have a hot poppy on, but you don't wear those on stoles. And so there's no point in even looking at the office for a poppy. And even if by chance I actually find last year's poppy, frankly, it's mangled and it needs replacing. And so the cycle repeats year after year and we go again. But what do you do with your poppy after Remembrance Day? Do you throw it away or misplace it? Or does it languish in a drawer or on a jacket until you come across it? Or do you keep it in a special place where you know that's where it will be again next year? But more poignantly, what will you and what will I do with our remembering after Remembrance Day? Today, there are many acts of remembrance in churches, and tomorrow, on the actual 11th of November, there will be many more, very near to where we are. Our doors will be open, so those coming and going from the remembrance services at the War Memorial can come in for a moment of peace and quiet. But what happens on Tuesday, or the day after, or the day after that? Will we put our remembering away until next year, when we will get it out again and brush it off? Or will we simply lose it? Or will it be somewhat mangled when we find it? Because for some of us, the remembering is personal. It is close and held closely because there are people we know that have died and given their lives in our families, our friends, or perhaps who are serving now in our military. But for many of us, we are more at a distance. We share in solidarity in the remembering. And sometimes it's easier to misplace it when you don't hold it quite so closely. The point is, whether or not you wear a poppy is up to you. But how we remember and what we do with our remembering is actually what matters. What we do today and every day is what matters. If we just put our remembering along with our poppies to one side, then we have not remembered rightly. Right remembering is more than about just setting aside a day a year to remind ourselves of the facts of brutality and war and conflict, all in the name of trying to find peace and harmony and equality. Remembering rightly is about how we live in the light of all those facts. We need to grasp that living right now in ways that bring peace and reconciliation and love to others means living from remembrance through action into hope. In the Old Testament, the people of God, the Israelites, were forever being called by God to remember who they were, and where they had come from, and to whom they belonged. And it was usually at times in their lives when things were going very badly. But that call to remembering was not just about reminding themselves how they got into their current mess. It was also a true call, and more than that, a promise to a future that would be different. And like any call that any one of us or any community or country or nation experiences, every individual had to act to make it happen. We heard that call in Micah's reading this morning. written against the background of war and occupation by a foreign power. There was a promise in that reading of a different future. And God's promise for a different future is for all nations and all peoples, not just for ours, not just for our neighbors, but all. And God asks the people to remember. And right remembering, honorable remembering, requires honesty, vision, and action. God is clearly still asking us to remember today, to be honest about our past. We know that because we are all being called for reconciliation with our Indigenous peoples. We are all being called to think before we enter into conflicts. But we need to remember with sorrow, for sure, but also with some pride and gratitude and wonder. Because we need to hold with respect and honor the sacredness of each person's sacrifice that have gone before us to bring peace. Because every individual sacrifice is a family, colleagues, a group of friends, a community, a nation that is different because of the actions of that one person. So today, God is also calling us to remember, not to forget about our future, and to remember that we, through our individual actions, can make a huge difference. God's reminding us not to get bogged down in just remembering and staying there like that poppy at the bottom of the drawer from last year, but to be inspired by the sacrifices of others, to live in hope, and to work in each and every moment to realize peace, reconciliation, and love for all through our actions. Right remembering, honorable remembering, has a vision for the future that's going to grow out of our actions in every moment and in every way. I also often think of this when I'm walking down the street or when I come out of the church and there is someone sitting on the steps, perhaps, who is less than desirable. We don't have the guts to often say that, but that's what goes through our heads. It's someone who perhaps has made a sacrifice for our country, perhaps very well could be one of our homeless veterans, and who is looking for a cup of coffee, and doesn't smell very good, and may have had a drink or two. And how we treat that person is important, and perhaps more important than how we greet our friends at the peace on Sunday morning. Because through that very single action, we may bring peace to that person. We may recognize in them their sacrifice, in their life, whatever it is. And we might just bring them a bit of hope. And that's how we create love in our world. And that's how we remember that God works through us to tell people that God is here. As we say in the beginning, the Lord is here. The Lord is here through each one of us. And God's ultimate promise for us is that God is with us. God will always dwell with us. And there will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. Our cycles of violence and war will end because all that has been gathering up in Christ, who has shown us a different way, who has made his own sacrifice for us. In all of that and in how we act in it, our joy will be complete. But that future starts with us now, because there's no going back. We all know that. It's nice to think you can go back and change some things, just alter it a little bit. But we can't. We must move forward. We have to take our remembering and our honoring with us, and not to put it to one side, but live in the light of it, acting out of hope in each and every moment. So how will we remember honorably? In the light of our remembering today and tomorrow, how will you and how will we resolve to be in our lives on Tuesday? Will you remove your poppy from the coat that it's been on these last few days? When you do that, think about what you will do with it. And even more importantly, not what you will do with it, but what you will do with you. Think about what you will do with the remembering that we're doing and what it symbolizes. Now, perhaps you'll put that poppy in a particular place where it will continue to nudge you in your remembering, where it will remind you of the future and call you to act in ways of peace, reconciliation, and love right here and right now. The fact of the matter is, we should not need poppies to remind us to do those things. We are called by God to do them as part of who we are. So may the poppies that we wear this week be a symbol of the vision God calls us to take up in our future, individually, in our community, in our nation, that in our living, we will remember them.